Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hi everyone, my name's Gay and I'm an alcoholic, and the question for me was, what AA literature have I found most helpful? And of course it's the big book for me, our basic text. And most importantly, because I came in here as the book, big book describes, as a just someone who was baffled. Like, I just couldn't understand it. Couldn't understand why I drank when I didn't want to drink, and why I got drunk when I didn't want to get drunk, and why things kept working out as they did for me, and why life seemed so much more difficult, and why it was that everyone else appeared to know how to do it and I seemed to have no idea. Or I would oscillate between having no idea and then thinking I knew everything. So it was a pretty uncomfortable way to live. And the big book answered all of my questions. You know, I got to understand what was wrong with me, that I was bodily different from my fellows, that, you know, all this effort I'd put into blaming everybody in my life, primarily my parents, was a pointless waste of time, because ultimately I'm just bodily different from normal people, and that condemned me to drink once I'd started, condemned me to drink until I got drunk. And then to find out that I was mentally different from normal people, that no matter how much I didn't want to drink, I would eventually pick up a drink, because I just don't have that defense that would stop one from putting their hand on a hot stove. So it was just, you know, everything was there, the whole foundation of my recovery, everything I needed to truly understand what was wrong with me, and then everything I needed to find a solution for my problem. I just couldn't do it alone, that's all. I could not read that book on my own. So thank God I had a sponsor who took me through it line by line. And even when I think about, you know, when she took me through the prefaces and the forwards, and I got to understand that AA was huge and that AA was there if I wanted it, but the circle would close at the end of the meeting whether I was in it or not. So just knowing that there was this huge fellowship out there of people who had solved a problem that it appeared I had, as much as I didn't want to admit it, as much as I thought that wishing my problem would go away would definitely make it go away, and it, of course, it doesn't. It doesn't make it go away. I just get worse. And the beautiful promise, you know, that the big book contains the promises I really wanted from AA and the promises I received, and that was to find a place of neutrality where I would no longer have to think about drinking. I didn't have to think about drinking. I didn't have to think about not drinking. The problem was just removed from me without any effort on my behalf. That was the promise that it talks about in step 10, and that was the promise that I got from, you know, taking those precise instructions that she gave me and putting them into my life and having the spiritual awakening that's enabled me to love giving it away to everybody, to others. I just love it. The great gift of AA is a purpose for living. Thanks.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.